This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a desperate search outside Philadelphia for two children missing after weekend flooding.
We have deployed a massive amount of resources and teams. We have basically tripled the number of assets in the area.
Fire Chief Tim Brewer, at least five deaths are blamed on the raging water that rose up after torrential rain. On the West Coast, Cal Fire Deputy Chief Lucas Spellman says as the temperature rises, so does the wildfire danger.
We have a lot of dry brush and it doesn't take much to start that.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The Rabbit Fire quickly grew over the weekend to 7,600 acres before fire crews were able to gain the upper hand. It's about 25% contained this morning. Much of the state looks like a tinderbox after all of the winter rain we got led to a fresh regrowth of new vegetation, which is now drying out because all of this excessive heat.
Temperatures are in the triple digits for major portions of California today. In Arizona, readings topping 110 are likely in Phoenix right through at least the middle of next week. The U.S. envoy to the U.N. calls Russia's decision to end the Black Sea grain deal an act of cruelty. The agreement allowed shipments to flow from Ukraine in the midst of the war. Global food expert Caitlin Welsh says if exports tumble, many parts of the world will suffer.
If these importers are unable to import from Ukraine, they might be forced to look at exporters that are based in other regions of the world where time and cost of shipping are higher.
CBS's Charlie Daggett has got the latest on a new attack that has stopped traffic on a bridge from Ukraine to Crimea, a key pathway for Russian supplies.
The last major attack was back in October. That was blamed on a truck bomb. Again, the Russian government blaming the Ukrainian military for that attack. In this recent attack, they've gone even further, saying that the United States and the United Kingdom is involved.
The final sentencing phase underway today in Pittsburgh for the man who shot and killed 11 people at a synagogue in 2018. Last week, a jury found Robert Bowers was eligible for the death penalty. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
In order for him to get the death penalty, all of the jurors unanimously have to agree. So what the defense needs to do now is convince at least one of those jurors that there's something redeeming in Robert Bowers' life.
Eli Lilly is asking the FDA for approval of its new Alzheimer's drug. The company says it slows worsening and progression by 4 to 7 months. Only one other drug like it has been approved so far from a Japanese company. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 54 points. The S&P is up 7. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For 105.7 CFW and 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. One person is dead after law enforcement tried to arrest them on Friday afternoon in Barron. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the person was driving a vehicle trying to avoid being arrested when they crashed into another vehicle. When officers got to the vehicle, the person was dead in the vehicle with a gunshot wound. A gun was found inside of the vehicle. No one from the Barron County Sheriff's Office or Barron Police Department fired their weapons or was hurt. The Department of Justice is investigating. Officials are still counting the totals, but organizers of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair say this year had record attendance. That's thanks in part to sellout shows for Nelly and Styx over the weekend, which brought in the highest single-day totals in the fair's history. The previous record was about 114,000. And the Wisconsin DNR is looking for help in finding stolen trout. The DNR said in a tweet that someone took rare-brood brown trout from the St. Croix Falls State Fish Hatchery on June 19th. Anyone with information should call 1-800-TIP-WDNR. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes! the so much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
How many plays have you done over the years?
Oh, many. Many, many, many.
Would you do another one? Should we do a play? And put it up somewhere and do it as like a fundraiser someday?
That'd be great.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin on Monday, July 17th. And I'm your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair. And it is looking like it's going to be the summer of strikes.
Big time.
And I guess my question to you is, do you support them? Do you support the strikes? Do you support the unions? 844-967-2789. Because obviously, the one that I think right now is interesting. What do you think people are going to feel more, the WGA SAG strike or the UPS strike?
Oh, I think they're both going to have major impacts.
One, I think, is, well, I don't know, because I think both could be bad for the economy. If you think about how much TV shows and award shows and movies, if that starts to really come to a standstill, actually, there was entertainment mogul Barry Diller was on Face the Nation over the weekend. And he said that a prolonged Hollywood strike could mean the absolute collapse of an entire industry. Because remember, this hasn't happened since 63 years.
Wow.
So that was the funny joke that the last time this happened, Ronald Reagan was president of SAG. And then someone was joking. He's like, does this mean Fran Drescher is going to be president someday? but he said on Face the Nation, if it doesn't get settled until Christmas or so, then next year, there's not going to be many programs for anybody to watch. So you're going to see subscriptions get pulled, which is going to reduce the revenue of all these movie companies, television companies, the result of which is that there will be no programs. And at that time, the strike is settled and you want to get back up, there just won't be enough money. So his recommendation is that Diller said executives and the highest paid actors should take a 25% good faith pay cut, which I think would be good.
I think that would be great. I don't think that'll ever happen.
You know what I was thinking about? It's like, because a lot of this, when we're talking about the writers, and a lot of this is coming down to like how AI is changing things, how the industry of streaming is changing things, and just the how the deals are structured. Because like I still get, you know, they're pennies usually, but I still get checks in the mail for different shows that I did. But like, if any of those shows are streaming, like I don't see any of those. It's,
right.
It's when they're actually, that's usually because they're actually playing on air, usually overseas, that I still get any of the checks that I get. But, you know, like the ability for workers to continue to get paid. And you have to remember, most SAG members can't even afford health insurance. Like, and this is the thing, I think there's a discrepancy between
the celebrities that you see and how much money they make and the average, not even the average, but like, you know, even working actors who you recognize, you're like, I've seen them on something. Those are not millionaires.
No, they're not.
And they maybe make a decent living between when they cobble together guest star appearances, a commercial once or twice a year. But all of that stuff doesn't pay the way that it used to. And so all of that money is getting siphoned to the top. But it's not even like the top top. Because remember when we were talking about Netflix and they had posted a job description.
Oh, yes.
For a flight attendant on their private Netflix plane. And the salary was like $300,000. So this is also like the multi six-figure salaries that the people working at Apple, the people working like the corporate employees, not the artists and the writers and the actors and the Teamsters and all the crew that actually makes the project, but the like support staff of the marketing teams and stuff like that, all of whom make well into six figures.
Wow.
For sure. At those studios and networks and stuff like that, for sure that's what they're making. All those people with MBAs. And so on the one hand, there's the SAG-WGA strike. On the other hand, there is the UPS strike that I think none of us actually will feel of how much that will affect us until
it happens.
Here.
Yep.
There's also the United Auto Workers Union is about to start negotiations with the big three automakers as its current contract expires in September. Fast food workers in LA have taken to the streets to protest low wages and unsafe working conditions. There's also been another wave of hotel workers who are striking in Southern California after 61 hotels failed to meet an agreement over employee contracts at the end of last month. And locally in Wisconsin, Leinenkugel's brewery workers are striking in Chippewa Falls. And so workers say wage increases offered by brewer and parent company Molson Coors don't keep pace with inflation. So I guess with word of very high profile strikes or pending strikes, and just in general, kind of the like, where do you stand on supporting unions? Where do you stand on these strikes? 844-967-2789. Where do you stand, Jane Mettner?
Well, as far as the writers and the actors, from what I understand, they're being asked to do some pretty shocking things. An actor who is like a background actor, and you can explain what that is, but a background actor maybe makes $200 for the day.
Yeah.
And then they want to allow, they want to own that image forever.
Yeah.
So forever.
So basically what they are proposing is the ability for background actors who normally, you know, you show up. It's certainly not glamorous work, but it pays, right? And that's how a lot of people end up making getting into SAG, of actually accruing the most enough hours by doing background work. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's people who are
in the restaurant,
walking in the background, at us, you know, like there was tons of people, I'm sure, if they're, because I've heard stories of people who've called in before who were extras for Major League when they filmed at County Stadium,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But like those weren't SAG actors. Those were people in Wisconsin who were ready to, but anyone who did that, if you knew anyone who did that, you got an experience of what being a background actor is, which is a lot of waiting, a lot of resets into doing the, like being in your place. Maybe you're assigned to walk across the background and you have to do it the same way every time. But it's paid work. And what the studios are trying to suggest is that now background workers would get paid for one single day.
That's it.
Get their image scanned by AI so that the studio owns it in perpetuity and never has to pay for it more than that one day's worth of work.
And they can plug you into whatever they want.
They can plug you into any future movie. And just basically eliminate the need for labor and get away with paying pennies.
Yes.
And of course, that is how a lot of people make money. But it's also the fact of, it's just the industry has changed. And the fact that Bob Iger can make $27 million a year and then say that the writers and the actors are the ones being unrealistic.
I know.
Is so, and I think it's such a bad example because I think there's so much glamour and glitz around the entertainment industry when we're talking about the top 1% of actors who are rich and famous. But how many do not fall under that category?
By a long shot.
And so, but it's the same thing, you know, I think it's the same thing I saw over the weekend, a UPS driver on a TikTok responding because someone, you know, left a crappy comment saying how UPS, because I think full-time UPS drivers make about $42 an hour.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's great.
And he was saying, he's like, I think he was arguing why when you see, because it's often like, I think sometimes people get caught up in like the comparison game of how much you make hourly compared to what I make hourly. And does that job require that much skill and stuff like that? But there's the other way to think about this is how much money is the company making? How much revenue is being generated? How much of that is profit? And how much of that profit is not being shared among the people who actually make the company work?
Yes, and do the labor.
Versus being pooled at the top or pooled to be able to have earnings calls that show how profitable the company is, even though the reason why it can afford to be that profitable is because they're not paying people and sharing the success of the company when this point of these strikes is to show, like, this doesn't work without us.
I mean, they're going to hire scabs.
They will hire scabs.
I've read that they have some training underway already.
Yeah. Well, that's for the Teamsters. Last week, UPS said it will temporarily begin training non-union employees in the U.S. to step in should there be a strike. But I don't know. I think I'm on the side of disruption is not a bad thing. If it actually could force the needle for some change.
For some change, right. And I think people forget as well, we're talking about income inequality now, going back to the golden age, the gilded age,
mm-hmm.
when the oil barons and the wood barons and the mining barons had everything. We're back there when CEOs are making 1,300% over their lowest paid employee.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts. It's just crazy.
And I don't know why, for people who defend those folks, is it because there's this like suspension of disbelief that you think that you could be that someday?
Oh, for sure.
Is like the defense of the super wealthy. And even when we talk about the tax stuff of like, why, like this, like for the average person, even the average person who's above average, right? Like people who are making 100 to 200 grand a year, which is comfortable, but you're not that guy. And still some of these people who just project themselves into thinking like, well, it could be.
And so
we got to protect that guy.
That's
because
right.
It could be me someday. It's like, not likely. You're more likely to lose your job and go bankrupt than you are to ever be that guy. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on, do you support unions? Do you support the strikes that are happening? Are you cheering for the summer of strikes? 844-967-2789. Gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also
also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine through the afternoon and a pleasant day with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 50s, and more sun for tomorrow and warmer. Highs around 80 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms around for Tuesday night and Wednesday. High on Wednesday near 85. Currently, it's 66.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
All night parties and invitations, even from his best friends. They've been waiting. I can tell they've been thinking this would be time I let them.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking about the summer of strikes, seemingly.
Sure seems that way.
Between the UPS looming strike and WGA, who's been on strike for more than 70 days at this point, SAG, who joined them last week, Leidenkugels up north, fast food workers, hotel workers. Also, the news industry, there's more and more news industry people who are basically renegotiating contracts. I know, like, always kind of getting word with, like, Gannett. And again, the CEO of Gannett makes plenty of money.
Is he struggling? I'm sure he's struggling.
He's fine.
I think he's struggling.
And yet, you know, cuts and cuts and cuts, not only to Wisconsin newspapers, but across the all of the different properties that Gannett owns for under USA Today. And so we're asking you, do you support unions? As you hear more stories of people organizing and protesting and trying to take back some power from, you know, not only the corporations and the heads of the corporations, but also, you know, this comes back to hedge funds. This comes back to private equity. This comes back to shareholders and just the structure of most of these companies, if they're a publicly traded company, is their main priority is to maximize profit at, you know, whatever cost. And even though most of these industries, where the actual value of the product or the service comes from, is from labor. And if they don't stand up now, especially with AI coming or here, what do we do?
Right.
844-967-2789.
Robert from Monona texted in, strike, strike, strike. The strike will bring attention to the problem. And we have Mark again, our friend from the SAC. Mark, you saw a movie that kind of chilled you a little bit.
Well, in 1981, there's a movie called Looker, where this one model, I can't remember the details now, but what happened is all these models started dying mysteriously after they had some plastic surgery done. And part of the plastic surgery, they're getting full body scans and all this. And then, subsequent to their deaths, their image was being used, maybe modified just a little bit, but I couldn't help but think, you know, this is what, when I first started hearing about it, you know, the coming of AI, that what that kind of foretold. I mean, that. But hell, I'm a guy that was concerned back when they changed the name of our personnel bureau to human resources, where people are just no longer persons; they're just another resource for the people at the top to use. I mean, that it is just just wonder how toxic this could be. I mean, that...
Well, we're all replaceable, right? I think it's about, you know, they want to find a way to make more money and get rid of the workers. From the 414, do we support people standing together to get a fair piece of the pie? Yes, I support people that work hard for a company, allowing that company to make money and standing together to get a piece of that labor they helped earn. We as a nation have no animosity against the wealthy, but look down on our noses on the people that work hard every day. Remember, it wasn't very long ago we cherished those same essential workers, short memories. Yes, I support and I stand with unions. And I've had this discussion with some family members when they talk about the good old days when, you know, there were family-sustaining jobs and all of, you know, and there were no problem with getting services. Well, the Taya's tax rate was like 80%, 92%.
It was 90.
92%.
And granted, that's not on your entire, you're not paying 90% of what you're making. It's on that top tax bracket,
right?
And, you know, and Bernie Sanders has talked about this. Elizabeth Warren has talked about this. It's like, after $1 billion, should we not have a pretty progressive? Like, once you've made that billionth dollar,
right?
Are we really like, no, they should be able to keep all of that?
Well,
because it's also like, no one makes it on their own. Like, the amount, like, what has to happen? Like, because we always forget, like, the difference between a million and a billion is basically a billion. And the fact that, like, the arguments to be made as far as there is no ethical way to make $1 billion, and yet we want to protect these people. Not collectively, but a lot of people are at least complacent to let them accrue massive amounts of wealth that only continues to stack the cards against everyone else and lead to all of these societal issues that we're seeing because they're trying to make more money and they're gobbling up the resources for people to have a sustainable lifestyle.
Absolutely. And the other thing that was very common in the good old days were strong unions.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a secret.
And I understand that there's criticism towards unions and that any kind of organization, there is misallocation of funds.
Sure.
There is there's bad leadership.
Yep.
There's
crooked leadership.
There's crooked leadership. There are frustrations as far as how the union is run. And so it's not that like there it's this like utopia, but having power or having a balance and some kind of negotiating power and protection, we can see and look at history of what that created for people versus where we are now. So, all right. Well, if you have more thoughts on the unions, if you support unions, if you support the strikes that are happening, 844-967-2789. But also, before we end the show, to end on a lighter note, as Y2K fashion, which was my middle school age, high school age, is back in style, wanted to ask you, what clothing item from your childhood would you like to see make a comeback? And what do you hope never comes back? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I'm gone.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Outside Philadelphia, they haven't given up in the search for two children missing after weekend flooding. Fire Chief Tim Brewer says more people are involved.
The reason we're able to deploy more forces today was because directly of weather and safety concerns. We're in the area of the creek and we're widening the search.
At least five deaths are blamed on the flooding. In the Southwest, Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel says it's another week of dangerous heat.
We're talking about forecast highs today. Once again in Phoenix, over 110 110 degrees. And it looks like that heat, especially this flash heat in California, will continue to help fuel the wildfires.
On CBS Mornings, Ukraine's foreign minister condemns Russia's move to effectively end a deal that allowed safe grain exports from the war-torn country.
Prices for grain all across the globe will go up. People in the most vulnerable regions of Asia, Africa, they will feel it. Stop playing hunger games with the people around the world.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. One person is dead after law enforcement tried to arrest them on Friday afternoon in Barron. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the person was driving a vehicle trying to avoid being arrested when they crashed into another vehicle. When officers got to the vehicle, the person was dead in the vehicle with a gunshot wound. A gun was found inside of the vehicle. No one from the Barron County Sheriff's Office or Barron Police Department fired their weapons or was hurt. The Department of Justice is investigating. Officials are still counting the totals, but organizers of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair say this year had record attendance. That's thanks in part to sellout shows for Nelly and Styx over the weekend, which brought in the highest single-day totals in the fair's history. The previous record was about 114,000. And the Wisconsin DNR is looking for help in finding stolen trout. The DNR said in a tweet that someone took rare brood brown trout from the St. Croix Falls State Fish Hatchery on June 19th. Anyone with information should call 1-800-TIP-WDNR. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the University, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Bach.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Jane, were you a fashionable person when you were young?
No, I would say not.
You were never into trends?
I wanted things that mother wasn't going to buy for me.
Okay.
So when I was in grade school or high school, it was probably high school, was when all the designer jeans came along. Gloria Vanderbilt, designer jeans. And that was when labels started to become a big thing. And I think I told my mother that I wanted a pair of, $20 jeans. And she laughed at me and said, she said, go to Penny's. So, yeah, I was not necessarily one of the fashionistas at school.
What about once you were like, you had your own money?
Then I started shopping at resale stores.
Okay.
And that was fun.
Okay.
That I really enjoyed.
Actually doing the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, I would love to hear from you at home. We're going to light it up for the end of the show. But what clothing items from your era do you think could or and should make a comeback? Or, and or, what should never come back? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because it's so funny to now be, you know, the second half of my 30s. And, you know, the Gen Zs are very excited about Y2K fashion, apparently.
So explain what that looks like.
What that looks like.
Yeah. What does...
So it's like wide-legged slacks, the claw clip, which I'm actually wearing one right now, to be fair, for anyone who's watching the live stream, You are always welcome to join us on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter at As Goes Wisconsin, where you can watch us along with listen to us. But it's like mesh tops, mini skirts, colors. It's basically looking like you like stepped out of like a 2004 Disney show.
Okay.
So like Hannah Montana, Lizzie McGuire.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's not new, right? Like fashion trends have always been cyclical. But it's also funny because I feel like the advent of the internet has made everyone more fashionable, or at least like especially younger people, younger girls. Like your ability, because before it was like you'd look at things that were in a magazine.
Right.
Like I remember having collages of looks from magazines that I would try to like recreate, right? And now you can do a Pinterest board and now you can do TikTok. And so like it's the same thing as where it's like people's makeup is better, people's hair is better, people, because there's like so many more examples of what to quote unquote aspire to.
Sure.
Versus even though the internet in the early 2000s, like it was a thing, I feel like it wasn't as, I feel like I look back at some of those things, it's like, it's kind of like the 90s also, like not a great fashion era as far as like stuff that was flattering.
No, it was all grunge, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so, but it's like the sale of women's cargo pants is up 81% from January to May.
What?
Yeah.
With 97 pockets?
It was, yeah. And so I did not know, did I ever have cargo pants? I don't know. But yeah, like biker jackets, denim garments, crop tops. I have seen like the request of my age and older women be like, I'm just asking the fashion companies, like, can you please make a whole shirt?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Not all of us necessarily want to show off our bellies again.
For some, that's not our best area.
But would love to hear from you as far as, you know, if you think back to the fashion trends, maybe some of it has already come back. Like, I know bell bottoms had a moment again.
Which are bad.
You don't like bell bottoms?
No.
You never liked bell bottoms?
Of course. Well, sure. And, you know, when I was 12. But I can look back through some old pictures and the guys looked ridiculous with they would wear platform shoes and bell bottoms.
And I'm sure there's some guys who really wish we could bring platform shoes back.
I'm sure there are.
I mean, I think Ron DeSantis has already done that, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Which reminds me, another thing I hope never comes back, speaking of Ron DeSantis, white go-go boots.
Oh, is that what he was wearing specifically?
No, they were rubber boots, but they were white. And it just made me think of, that was a thing when I was in grade school, were white go-go boots.
I'm trying to, like, whenever I think of bell bottoms, I think of that scene from Dazed and Confused in the very beginning when the girls are getting ready and they literally have like a pliers trying to like zip up the pants because like the tops were so, they were super high waisted and super tight.
Super tight.
And I always thought about that. I was like, well, what do you do when you have to go to the bathroom later and you didn't bring your pliers out back out with you and you don't have a bed to lay on to get them back up? I've tried to think of other like moments in fashion that whether they're fashionable or not, but also like fun. And so would love to hear from you on clothing items from your childhood that you're hoping make a comeback or hoping never come back. 844-967-2789. And I saw this question asked somewhere else and saw some answers. Heelys is one.
Those were the sneakers that could be roller skates.
And I wonder if they still make those, because I know that they still make like the light up shoes. Like I see little kids running around, and especially once they, like even when we were camping last weekend, one of Mike's cousin's kids, she was wearing them all day, but then once the sunset actually, and check it was like, oh, she has the little light up shoes that I remember. Like we still had those, and those were so fun. But Heelys were the ones that you can roll on.
Now you can get them with lights.
Oh, both. Double Heelys, whammy.
Heelys with lights for $45.
All right. So they haven't gone away.
No, they haven't.
Maybe not as popular.
No.
But now
that they, ooh, they light up.
The big thing for, I'm hoping these never come back, but I remember my age. This was high school, and I'm guilty of this, and I'm sure plenty of white kids in Wisconsin are guilty of this who are around millennial age, puka shell necklaces.
Oh wow! See, I helped originate those.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
I was in the generation. Well, it was in the 60s and 70s. So, for sure, I had a puka shell necklace.
Was it like a tight one, like a little choker?
Yeah, yeah.
I had one that I didn't make one, but I was in high school. I had a puka shell necklace at one point. I also made a lot of my own hemp necklaces.
Oh.
And between hemp necklaces and friendship bracelets and stuff, I see women like people who crochet and stuff for to keep their hands busy. Now in high school, I was really into keeping my hands busy with making those, but I was also really into beading.
Really?
Yeah. It's like I had tons of beads and stuff, and so I would make my own beaded necklaces and spend way too much money, whatever money I had at the time at bead stores. But I don't feel like that's as, I don't know the last time I saw a beaded necklace.
Oh, but that's still a very big, I mean, there's a beads and buttons show in Milwaukee.
Oh, is there?
Yes, every year.
All right.
It's been going on for decades. Decades.
I'm trying to think, what else was really, I remember JNCO pants. I hope those never come back.
What are JNCO pants?
JNCO pants were, they were really big, for skaters. I was never, let it be known, I was never a skater.
You mean an ice skater?
No, like a skateboarder.
Oh, okay.
And this was, I think, late 90s. And they were just massively oversized pants. They fit your waist so they wouldn't fall down, but how wide the legs were, and sometimes they'd have a stripe up the side, or if there was a little while that they came with patches on them that sewn into them already of that said JNCO or had some kind of caricature or cartoon character on it and stuff, like anime or something like that.
Okay.
So I'm sure my mother at some point was like, why the hell is she wearing these? Because that was just what's cool. And I feel like they weren't functional though, because it's just a lot of fabric.
And you must have just been a skinny beanpole. You must have been drowning in those.
Oh,
things.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, crop tops were big. And those are already back. But I'm trying to think, is there any older stuff, house dresses?
House dresses.
Like comfortable cotton dresses that could make a comeback?
Wow, they were so ugly.
Were they?
Oh, yes. If I'm remembering correctly, and if I'm not, please call and correct me or send a text. 844-967-2789. But in my recollection, house dresses were always floral, and they had, it just snapped up the front.
But they could probably make them more flattering now, but with the same concept of just, I mean, I guess that's kind of what a sundress is now.
Pretty much. Although a sundress is much more flattering than a house coat. It looked like a cheap bathrobe. I mean, that's what I remember.
All right.
They had pockets. That was a big advantage.
What was the least functional thing you think you ever remember invest being this looks good though?
Oh, overalls.
How are overalls not functional?
For a kid, what do I need to be? I mean, I was a teenager. I don't, I didn't work on a farm. But it was a real big trend for girls to wear farmer's overalls.
Like oversized farmers, like.
Yes.
Because now I think overalls are still a thing.
Is it fashionable?
I don't know. I've certainly seen a lot of maternity overalls that I keep debating. Do I want to buy a pair? But I have a pair of overalls that I just, for the summer, just to throw something on with a tank top.
Yeah.
That's functional though. I'm talking about like something that is like, this doesn't make any
sense. Serve any purpose? Mood rings.
Ah. Yeah.
I loved my mood ring.
Was it accurate?
No. It's held by body temperature. It would change colors depending upon how warm or cold your hands got.
We got a couple texts coming in from the 608 WAUK. What is the deal with the high-waisted mom jeans being a thing again? Seriously. That is a thing. Mike's sisters and I as well, we, you know, they're comfortable.
Are they?
They are comfortable. But yeah, they're like high-waisted and it's kind of like the SNL mom jeans skit where it's like the 9-inch zipper. And you're like, why does it need to go that high? And it makes your butt kind of like look a little flat and wide. But for some reason, they're popular again. And every time me or one of his sisters wear it, Mike's like, why are you wearing those ugly pants?
Oh, that's hilarious.
But those have certainly come back in style. And then up in Green Bay from the 920, never again parachute pants.
Oh.
Boy, that grew up in the 80s.
Parachute pants. Oh, man.
I feel like, are parachute pants like hammer pants?
That's what I would.
I feel like those are probably comfortable.
Oh, I don't doubt that they're comfortable, but they look kind of
like a harem pants.
That looks good. I mean,
I'm also in the stage of my both life, but also pregnancy right now that like everything is just for comfort.
Oh, for sure.
And I've constantly asked that, like, when is this stage? This is, I'm probably going to get into some trouble with my mom and other older women of like the threshold of when you cross the Rubicon to like start shopping at Chico's. Or like the other like older women's stores where like everything's like a linen pantsuit.
Right.
And like it's clearly you're still trying to look good, but like you start caring way more about it if it's comfortable.
Absolutely.
Than if it's fashionable.
Absolutely.
And like there's just like an older woman's style that starts to become like, and I like, what, when does that happen? When you're like, well, this is where I shop now.
I think it's probably in your 50s.
Okay.
When
where do you shop now?
I don't shop. I just don't.
Fair.
I recycle. I have things that are so old. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm past my crop top. Yeah. Not gonna happen.
We're not gonna make a crop top.
Not so
soon.
Much. No. But I think once women start, if you start developing foot problems, you will get away from heels because you will have to.
Oh yeah.
And that goes along with the changing aesthetic of, I start from the shoe up now.
Oh.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine through the afternoon and a pleasant day with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 50s, and more sun for tomorrow and warmer. Highs around 80 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms around for Tuesday night and Wednesday. High on Wednesday near 85. Currently, it's 66.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. We got another text over the break of, and I don't know if this is something that, because the question was, what do you hope comes back? And what's something that you hope never comes back? And from the 414 on WAUK, we got a text saying, Zumba pants.
Zumba pants.
So I don't know if that's something they're hoping does or does not come back. But Zumba pants, and I don't know if they were ever, I feel like Zumba pants, like they're kind of like parachute pants. Very loud. Bright
lots
prints.
Of stripies, you know, like tiger stripes and stuff like that.
But I don't know if that was ever, like, was that ever, I would say one of the, this is also a Y2K fashion that I could get on board with, which is the juicy pantsuits.
Oh, like really?
We're just talking about comfort.
True.
Right? And so, I also like the idea of, like, things that are now sets. Where it just comes with like the same, like either monochrome or similar like pattern that's like, it comes as a top and a bottom.
Sure.
Because I think I'm moving into not only like the comfort stage, but also like not having to think about it stage. I'm like, well, this is just an outfit.
Right. I can wear this.
I can just wear this and I don't have to be like, well, what does this top go with these bottoms? And should I put a belt on it? And
Zumba pants are just like better decorated sweatpants.
They clarified. Not.
Do not bring them back.
And so, but yeah, I just thought, I think it's funny because I think there is a certain amount of those of us who lived through, and I'm sure this is, again, the cyclical nature of both the fashion itself, but also the feeling of, really? That's what you guys think is looks good right now?
I know, right?
Like butterfly clips? Really? Okay. Go for it. But yeah.
You be you.
You do you, man.
But there is one other thing I wish would come back, and I could probably still. I loved saddle shoes.
Oh, I like saddle shoes. I like that look. I like loafers and Oxfords and saddle shoes.
Yep.
And I think you could probably find some saddle shoes somewhere.
Probably. I mean, it was a very 50s thing, but there was a brief resurgence when I was in high school, and I was always I just thought they were snappy.
I feel like I saw A League of Their Own, and then I got a pair of saddle shoes.
Oh, really?
I think that was the order of operations of, like, they wore them in that movie, and then I'm pretty sure I got a pair, and I was, like, 6.
Oh, wow.
And so, just got another text from Monroe 608. I'm driving, so I can't call in, but I ended up getting a hold of a pair. They were kind of parachute pants, but they were lying. They are lined with warm material, and they are my favorite pair of pants to wear in the winter. I can find another pair. If I could find another pair of these, I'm all over it.
Nice, so fleecy, nice and fleecy on the inside.
Yeah.
Texter from the 608. I loved my saddle shoes, and then I begged my mom for a pair of penny loafers.
Oh.
That was a thing too. You had to have a penny in your penny loafers.
Yeah. But I also like. Like androgynous, like menswear for women that I always think looks good. Like I said, like Oxfords and loafers and stuff like that. Like, I think that's like a cute style for women. Suspenders. I don't think you've ever seen me in a pair of suspenders because it's one of those things where I always think looks good, but I don't think I'm cool enough to actually pull off.
I think body types can make a lot of determinations about whether you're a suspender person or not.
Maybe. Sometimes you just got to have the confidence. Sometimes it's just a confidence game, Jane.
That's true.
You know?
That is, that's
gotta,
very, you just got to own
gotta
it.
Rock
right?
it.
You got to
own it. Look at Lizzo. It. Wears what she wants.
Yeah, that's
Jane has thoughts. All right. Yeah. Well, as a reminder, Civic Pints Blood Drive, Blood Donation Challenge, we should say. It's not actually a drive. But I cannot donate because I'm pregnant, which I found out on Friday. But as a reminder, between now and the end of the month, if you donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin and then post it to social media and do hashtag Civic Pints, you will enter, be entered to win Brewers tickets, Wisconsin State Fair tickets, swag, and also just be considered a good person because we are in a blood there's a shortage right now.
Yes.
And so any donations are very, very, very welcome. And
sometimes
so,
folks just need a reminder, you know?
Yeah.
If you haven't donated in a while, you can donate every six.
Every 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks, I think, but
every 8 weeks, Greg Bach is in the other room giving me the signal. Every 8 weeks. So yeah, so if you haven't donated in a while, now's a good time to do it because you can actually win some prizes from us when you do it. But speaking of prizes, we're also going to be giving away Brewers tickets later this week, maybe as soon as tomorrow. We got Wisconsin State Fair tickets that we're going to start giving away. So yes, they're coming up with some contests.
Oh, yes.
And I think this week we'll discuss the new foods that are going to be introduced at the state fair and what it actually sounds appealing, what does not.
Oh, some of it's scary.
What have you heard so
there's
far?
There's some pickle they're trying to do.
It's like there's like a pickle donut.
Yeah, which that is, ooh, no.
See, I kind of want to try everything, but I also feel like the attempt to try everything is very expensive.
It's going to add up.
It adds up. When all you want, it's like, I just want a bite. I don't need the whole thing. I just want to say that I tried it.
Well, I do have the company credit card, you know.
Ooh, could we put this as an expense?
It's
if we make a video about it.
We're doing research.
If we make content around it, do you think we can get away with it?
Let's do it and then ask later.
Oh, that's a great idea. Love it. Love it. all right. Well, coming up tomorrow, we have a full show. Dan Schaefer is going to be here, and I'm sure we're going to talk about lots of things Milwaukee. I know they're talking about 794. That's pretty specific to Milwaukee, but we'll see how much we can make that applicable to the rest of the state when it comes to affordable housing and decisions that get made that affect a lot of people. But we also are going to be talking to Professor Huber, who is going to be talking about a new recycling technique developed in Wisconsin that could help keep flexible plastics out of landfills.
And we're talking about childcare, too.
And we're going to talk about childcare. We're going to talk about in Antigo, there was a collaboration basically that helped small northern, like helped Antigo.
Antigo.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're still a newbie in the state. That's
I know.
Okay.
With child, like a success story, honestly. So, yeah. So we have a great show coming up tomorrow. Coming up for the rest of the day, you got the noon newscast and then town call and then Todd Alba. So stick around for the rest of the day and then come back tomorrow. But for now, thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show. It was a good Monday. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. And we'll see you tomorrow. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Just a few more.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, designed for curious travelers. Viking offers all-inclusive voyages on all seven continents, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com.
When you're trying to hire, all that searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.